Alzheimer's, What They Forget to Tell You.
Episode 55?
55.
How are you feeling?
Meh.
Still?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. So we were talking about how this is a...
Hi, Craig.
This can be a festive, but also really difficult time of year as a caregiver.
How is it festive and festive. Difficult?
It's festive because when you go outside, you see all the lights and the inflatable snow globes and the giant Santas. There's a giant Santa down the street that's like taller than the house. Unnecessary, but festive. For most people, this time of year is festive, but it can be difficult as well when the family dynamics are a little bit different when we're caring for our loved ones. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Dad.
Agree or disagree?
I absolutely agree. I, unfortunately, for me personally, if you knew my parents, Christmas was like a big deal in our house, always. My dad loved it, my mom loved it, so there was a lot of traditions that I grew up with, and both, I was fortunate enough to experience Christmas in Canada and in Trinidad, which is like a whole different world. I love Christmas in Trinidad. And my parents both went all out in both places. So Christmas was already tough, losing my dad, and then compounded by mom being sick every single Christmas since. I kept the traditions up for many, many years for my son, because he needs to know the traditions, you know, being an only child, he needs to know what I'm accustomed to. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time, I was fortunate also to have a few Christmases with my brother. He would come with his family, my niece and my nephew, my sister-in-law, so that we did experience Christmas as a family as much as we could to try to include mom when she was in the early stages of mm-hmm. the disease. So yeah, that was good. But then, you know, as of late, the older Jalen got, we mm-hmm. didn't have to, we didn't have to do the theatrics of it. Like, you know, a few years ago we decided, we're not putting up a tree, you know, we have kind of like a low key Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate, but my birthday falls in the same month as Christmas, so there's two big things for me that fall together, so it's a little bittersweet mm-hmm. every single time. It's like, because before my birthday, my dad, I would always get a call, because my dad, you know, once I moved here and he moved there, 6 a.m, I would, you know, there's that call in the morning with the bad singing of happy birthday. But, you know, you look forward to it.
I can call you at 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, thanks. It's okay. I'm good.
And I can sing horribly.
No.
I'll practice.
It's not the same.
I'm going to practice.
No. And so, having said that, and not having the happy birthday from your parents, it's sad. Mm-hmm. So.
I think with, like, special occasions, I mean, we remember growing up and, like you said, like, the traditions, and it's almost like it's magical because everything is done almost for us. Like, our parents created that magic for us, and it's different when, because then it becomes reality, right? That when we're the ones that have to kind of hold up to the traditions if we choose to, and create that magic.
It's compounded because, when we lived here, you know, Wendy, Jason, Uncle Bill, Auntie Joe, like, they always came over for dinner. Mm-hmm. And so there's, like, those things, you know, there's, like, a lot of changes, so.
Mm-hmm. So I can see why it's still blah.
Yeah, it's blah.
It's blah.
It's blah.
But then, like, how do we, like, how do you get through the month, right? Because remember when I was asking you earlier, you were just like, I just need to get through the month, right? And then once the month is done, we kind of go back to status quo, which is, I don't know what that is, really, in your life. But,
Every holiday is a hard, it's hard. So, okay, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Mm-hmm. My birthday, New Year's, then Mother's Day rolls around, Father's Day. Like, it's just, it seems like any type of remembrance, you know, it's a trigger. Like, you know, when you're trying to deal with things, it, as they say, it comes in waves. Like, grief is, you know, I think we were talking about that in a podcast of how it's like a dark circle, but eventually it becomes lighter and lighter. But you can still go back when there's a trigger, right? And these things, like, you remember so clearly, like, my birthday's a trigger, like, when it's coming up, and the trigger of getting old too, like, right? Okay.
We're not getting old.
Oh, well, I am. Well, I am. The calendar suggests otherwise. So.
My joints, when I get out of bed in the morning,
my back says different. My back.
Yes. Yeah. The joints, when it's damp.
Yeah. So, yeah, so when it's a birthday or Christmas, it's tough, it's tough.
Yeah. I know for me it's a little bit different this year, because, like, my dad's birthday is your birthday.
Good people.
Yay.
Good people.
But it's also his first birthday with him gone. And then it's also the first Christmas without
him gone.
My parents, right? Like, I always talk about my dad's passing as, like, the loss of my last parent, which I think makes at least my process different. I know we've talked about this over, like, before.
I know, and I feel as if I already feel like I'm there, even though I'm not there. I feel like I've been there for a long time.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, you think about all the traditions, and you think about all the things that have changed, and, yeah, we're getting older, but it is definitely a difficult time of year, because I think also the response, like I said, like, it was magical when we were younger, and now it's like, it's the stress, right? Like, I mean, my two little ones are like, the stockings, the tree's still not up, so the tree's not up, and, you know, Christmas shopping, and the Christmas lists, and Santa this, and the elf on the shelf, which, by the way, I don't participate in, because I just don't.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
The elf on the shelf.
No, I understand what you're saying. But I don't understand what you're saying.
That thing
we never
creepy.
Had any elf on the shelf.
That was me.
Growing up.
No, I told them. We don't have an elf on the shelf because I tell Santa.
I don't. What's the concept?
So the elf
of
on the shelf. The elf on the shelf is. And I've never had it, so please correct me if I'm wrong. Anybody out there, if I do this wrong. It's. You're supposed to tell the child that the elf is from the north. It's Santa's elf, right? And the elf watches the kids to make sure that they're nice and not naughty. And then every night when the kids are asleep, the elf goes back up to the North Pole and reports to Santa, and then comes back down, which is why you're supposed to move the elf, like, around the house, like, every day. I don't have the time or the energy to keep moving this elf.
We didn't have that growing up. We didn't have the elf on the show. We had Santa, but we didn't have this elf on the show.
We didn't have Santa.
Oh.
We didn't have Santa. All
right.
We celebrated on Christmas Eve, and then we were impatient, so we opened all of our presents at the stroke of midnight.
Because that's a Filipino tradition.
Yes, because then after you open up all the gifts, you eat again, and then you go to sleep until, like, the next day. So there was no time for Santa to come down and give us our gifts.
So you had no Santa.
We had no Santa.
Okay.
One year, I remember my uncle tried to show up as Santa, and it was, like, the poorest state of events. It was, like, a red plastic bag. His beard was a plastic bag. I think at that point, we all kind of called it quits and knew that Santa was not necessarily real. But, anyways, but, yeah, like, it's now, like, that reality of being the adult and having to create the magic for them, which is stressful, and it takes a lot of energy, and I don't necessarily think it's magical anymore.
Well, it's just sad for me.
Yeah.
through it?
How? That was my original question.
How do I get
through
it?
And then we got through, like, Elf on the Shelf and stuff. How do you get through it? What advice would you give to other caregivers during this time of the year?
You want me to give advice?
Yes, give advice.
On how to get through it?
Provide the advice.
But it depends. I guess it depends on where your loved one is in the journey. Like, I'd, like for my, at the beginning, when my mom was early onset, as much as it was stressful, she was still able to be involved, right? Mm-hmm. So, but of course, it's different. It's much mm-hmm. different. But towards where I'm at, it's difficult because she's at the end of life.
So do you feel like it's like any other day?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. For years, it's been any other day. Because it's completely changed. It's everything's different now. So, yeah.
Okay.
I don't have... those traditions are gone. Mm-hmm. They're not necessary now. That's okay. The way I feel.
Which I can totally understand.
Like, I've given Jalen...
Do you guys have food, like, right now?
What do you mean? Like, at Christmas? Oh, yeah.
Like, right now? Or?
I make a turkey and all. I do all the stuff. I cook. Because, like, Jalen needs to know, like, this is what we do for Christmas. So, yeah, I make a turkey. I do the stuff. I do all that stuff. But it's just not the same. Yeah. We have Food Mark.
I didn't know if you...
And I'm getting pastels, too. This Christmas.
I don't know what that means.
It's a Trinidadian dish.
Okay. Explain, because I don't
It's
know
a long means. Process. My mom used to make it, but it's, I think it's a Spanish tradition. Mm-hmm. But it's a long, like it was a whole thing that we used to do at Christmas. It's one of those things we used to make past, and you'd have to do it like weeks in advance because it's so laborious, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like cornmeal and ground beef. And a whole bunch of different things, capers, right? And it's sort of like a, I don't know, a group of people get together and usually make it. And I used to do it with my mom and a whole bunch of other people.
So how are you getting them this year?
A friend of mine from Trinidad is making them.
That's nice. See,
got that's connections.
It's important to have connections.
Well, because it's long. I could never do that by myself.
But okay, so my original question was, how do you cope, right? And here's my thing. So here's my question, because I'm thinking what you were saying.
To be honest, right now, especially now, I just hope my mom makes it through Christmas.
Right.
Because it's already hard. Mm-hmm. That will be worse.
Right.
So I'm just praying that, you know.
Because I think that was also, like, with my dad last, like, every year for... I was gonna say, oh, on crack.
Yeah, so Mark says okay. Pastels are like a vulgar miniature corn pie on crack. It is.
That is very descriptive.
It is, but it is. It's so good. It's so good.
There's a visual in my head now.
It's so good.
Right. But yeah, look, so like the last few years, it was that idea with my dad. Is this the last Christmas? Mm-hmm. Is he gonna make it? I was actually having a conversation with my aunt about if we were going to throw him an 85th birthday. We threw him an 80th birthday at the nursing home, and we were like, well, that's like 2 years from now. Is he going to make it to the 84th? So it's always that kind of impending question as to really what it's going to be.
It's already hard. Christmas is already hard. Yeah, Mark, just think. It's hard already for me, and I would never want to experience that. And I know some people probably have already experienced that.
Right.
But I'm just hoping I don't have to.
But my question actually was actually going to be, like, so, like you said, everything was like, it's all just like any other day, right? Which is already difficult because you know it's not any other day with other people. But, like, you see, like, how difficult is it for you? Because I can imagine how difficult it would be for me, and it is for me, to treat it as every other day while it seems like everybody around you is like festive, and
well, that's not, why, like, I don't like to surround my, and it's, I know, I don't like to really go anywhere because of that same thing. I don't want to be a downer.
Right.
Like, I'm in my own thing. And I know people, you know, their natural thing is to try to pull you out of that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not in really anything. I'm just very apathetic.
But I think that it's understandable.
What?
You know, like, whatever you choose to do at this time of the year is your choice. Because everybody deals with this differently.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it's that level of understanding. And just, you know, you do whatever you think you need to do. I say this because I invited her to our house for Christmas.
And I'm like, wow,
do what you want.
Don't get your hopes up. Because the likelihood is slim to none.
And I said that's okay.
No, like,
completely
but
fine.
You know I do go. But it's just, it's tough.
Right.
And I appreciate it.
I know, but I too, like, even if you don't go.
Like, I always say,
okay,
like,
cool.
I appreciate all the invitations. I want to be included. I might not come, but still want to be included.
Right.
Want the option.
Mm-hmm. Options are good.
I like options.
Yeah.
And I appreciate everybody. Like, I've had a lot of people text messaging me and checking on me. And I even had a good friend of mine, Natalie, she popped in to see me. I know people think, like, I posted that, like, I'm taking a break from social media, and it really, I'm really not going through anything.
Mm.
I'm just, I don't know how to explain it.
Well, no, I don't know if it's the same as what I was kind of, remember when we were talking a few months ago, and you kept telling me I was going through something, I'm fine.
No, I think I'm going through a second midlife crisis.
Well, no, I think that the way I described it before was like, remember when we were talking about it a couple months ago and you were saying that there was something, I was going through something, and I was like, no, I'm not, I'm fine. But the way I described it was that I wasn't going through anything, I just wasn't feeling anything at all.
You're numb. I'm not numb.
Okay.
I'm going into my 50th year, mm-hmm. and that's a little like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, putting things in perspective. 50's the new what?
I don't know. I was trying to ask
50
you.
Is the new 50?
It was like fill in the blank. I was going to get you to fill it out. 50's the new
50. It's the new. It's old and new.
No.
And people are like, oh, it's just old. No. Age is just a number. Well, it's a big one. It's a 5 and a 0.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Because you can't.
No.
You don't know the feeling. And then I look back at 18 years, and then I look back, and then I have a lot to accomplish this year, so.
This year in your 50th year, or this year in 2019? Two different things, just saying.
No, coming up.
So 2019.
Mm-hmm.
What are those things?
I want to finish my doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
And...
You said a lot of things. There's only one.
That's a lot. That's a
it
lot.
It is.
It's a lot of
three
things.
Three courses, right?
Yeah, but plus your dissertation. That's a lot.
Anything else?
No, I don't want to put any more on the list. Oh, I want to open the foundation.
Yes?
So, two things. Two big things.
Okay.
Right. Hi, Betty.
So, you have no other advice?
On how
people.
To get through it?
How to get through
I
it.
I don't.
See, because I think people do it differently. Some people want to surround themselves with people. Other people would want to just spend time on their own. But I think that you just have to find what's good for you.
Yeah, you have to figure out what's best for you. I wouldn't go the alone route.
Okay.
Like, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's after years. Like, this, remember, I'm in my 18th. Going in my 19th year with my mom and 17 years for my dad. So I'm like, what, a professional?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you two tomorrow, Betty. I think if you're just going through this, you should surround yourself with people.
Yeah.
I don't think you should do it alone.
Do you think...
And I'm technically not alone. Like, Jalen will be here.
Can't wait. Maybe we can go to IKEA.
Oh, my God. No.
IKEA.
No. We're just going to do what we normally do. He's going to play PlayStation 4 and ignore me, and I'm going to watch movies or Netflix in my room. That's what we do.
You don't sound bitter.
We're not. No, but that's how we interact.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, no. Surrounding yourself with people is important. I think also, sometimes it's helpful. Maybe, I don't know. But to create... new traditions.
Well, I did. I
what
did
are
that.
Your new traditions?
What I just said.
Watching Netflix and being ignored by your son who's playing PlayStation 4?
Yeah. It's new. And improved. Because I'm sure there's a new game.
Oh my God, I gotta tell you something.
No, but anyways. No, but remember, I still cook. So, like, it's not like we're eating
craft
dinner. Right, we
got food.
Right, there's food.
There's food.
There's a smorgasbord of food.
Right.
Right. So, I'll cook.
Okay.
All day. So right. He can ignore me and we can eat separately.
Jalen, if you ever watch this in the future, please don't.
Unless I force him.
No, he'll be happy to be home.
I'm sure he will because he misses my cooking.
That's right. See? So it'll work. Mm-hmm. And this is a whole new tradition too because this is his...
Oh, yeah, it's
first year
time.
Away and coming back
yeah,
for Christmas.
So he'll have a deeper appreciation
yes.
for his mother.
And a lot of laundry. A lot of laundry and a lot of, yes, home cooking. Whole new tradition. I think new traditions are important when we lose our old traditions. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. We said we were going to keep it short today.
Yes. And it's already 22 minutes and 16, 17,
Sorry.
18, 19.
But I think it's helpful to talk about what works for you.
Well, I have a new tradition. So, like, Betty, we're going to keep this tradition up of celebrating our birthdays together. Because we've missed that for a long time.
That'll be nice.
And we're 10 days apart. I'm older. Okay, fine. Okay. Well,
By 10 days.
By 10 days. Okay. That's our new thing. See?
Were you like double the size in 10 days?
What?
Well, it's not that 10 days you'll be the same size anyway.
What are you talking about?
When Betty was born,
yeah.
You were only 10 days old.
That's right.
It's not that. I don't even know. You're agreeing with something that I'm not saying.
Because it's all. When you get our age, you'll understand 10 days makes a big difference.
Our age
is not
that far away.
I'll forever be older than Betty. Forever. Forever.
Betty knows my brother, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Happy birthday, Betty.
It's not your birthday. It's 23rd.
I'm not going to see. Am I going tomorrow to celebrate your birthdays? So can I say happy birthday to Betty?
Fine.
Like right now, you want to talk? Does she want to talk to you now? What?
I don't know.
Okay. So, now where are we at? 23. So, you have new traditions. Jalen.
She said she's kidding.
So, Jalen's coming home for Christmas. Ignoring each other. Lots of food. See? You're welcome. She's discouraging me. Yes, you did. You said it wasn't her birthday.
Not yet.
Like, I'm stealing thunder.
You are.
I'm not stealing thunder. No, no.
Yeah. Showboating.
Actually, I was saying happy birthday to her, so you're blaming her.
No, I'm blaming you.
For being courteous?
You.
Courteous.
Don't
it would
shift
be
the
rude.
Blame.
It would be rude if we talked about her birthday and I didn't say anything.
Okay. All right, so.
I'm just practicing my manners.
Okay,
new traditions. Get through the month.
Yes, so for anyone who's going through any loss or a loved one's ill at this time and it's tough and I get it and, you know, you're kind of feeling displaced. That's what I feel like. That's my term. I feel displaced because I don't feel like I fit in a box.
Right.
Like, you know, like I'm out of the box. And If you're feeling like that, just make your own things. Make your own, and nobody cares. Like, if you want to sit and watch Netflix, no one's gonna judge you. If you're gonna binge watch something,
I'm
watching Billions
watch.
Right now. Oh, it's so good.
It
Billions.
Depends on what you're binge watching.
Are you watching?
No.
Have you seen Billions?
I'm not gonna tell you what I finished because
it's
on live.
Good. It's so intriguing.
I have to find something new. So what's it about?
A billionaire.
That might make me feel guilty for being poor.
And I just finished watching, what is it called? Big Little Lies. That was good.
Oh, that one won a lot of awards.
But it should have, because it
was
really good.
But is that
really
the one with Claire Danes? Because I don't...
No.
Okay, good.
It's Nicole Kidman. Mm-hmm. Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay.
I'm mad because it was only one season.
I can't commit to anything that has nothing less than that has less than three seasons.
I know Billions has three seasons.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Why I'm watching it.
But yeah, whatever your tradition is going to be, whatever gives you, like, really, it's just to kind of prolong, or not prolong, get through that time, right? So, yeah, binge watching Netflix is always helpful. Being ignored by your adult children, not so much. Jalen, don't ignore your mother.
He does, but
do
it's okay. We're cool
your
with that. We're good. He says he likes the fact that he just knows I'm here, but he doesn't really need to interact with me.
I like how you say that. Like, it's sweet. It was so sweet when he said he doesn't need to interact.
He
with
doesn't
me.
Really need to interact. Just like snow.
I loved it.
A little
tear just
like,
kind of fell down like this.
He's so sweet.
Jalen, you're a sweetheart. Don't ignore your mother.
He won't. I'm telling you. I bet you any money. Let's say bet. He's going to be, like, so different.
Yes, because he misses you.
Yeah, because he's had, let him go.
That's right.
Cut the umbilical cord.
So, really, it is going to be different. Maybe you just need to get through the next week and a half. Until he comes, because it's not just Christmas, it'll be like the whole time he's home, you guys can spend together until he goes back. Spend together ignoring each other.
He's gonna be wanting to be out with his friends. He hasn't seen them for so long. He's gonna get caught up with them.
Jalen, you're getting in a lot of trouble during this podcast, that's all I'm saying.
No, it's fine. I was there, I've been there, done that.
Okay.
I went away to school, and I know how it is. You want to ask Betty. I don't think my parents really saw me. They even used to say that. You only came to see Betty. Okay, as long as you know. Okay, we're
true.
Good.
Guilty so, as charged.
Correct. That's affirmative. So I get it. It's all part of growing up.
Yeah.
He doesn't need me as much. He just needs me to finance him. I'm the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the ATM. I'm okay with that. All right, then. So.
People are just joining in and we're about to end. But
stay
hello.
Tuned next week when I think Catherine is really coming next week on my birthday.
Can we do a can we all sing? Can
no,
we sing? Can
no,
we type out?
That's
can
not
we
necessary.
Type the singing? Type
necessary.
The singing.
After you turn 40.
In different languages.
40, I think birthday songs should be banned.
Just for that, we're going to type out, if you are going to be watching next week, lyric by lyric.
Do you know?
Happy birthday to you. Enter. Happy birthday to you. Enter. Happy birthday, dear Karen.
That's not necessary.
Enter. With emojis, with balloons and cake and... Can we have cake?
No. For what?
Should I bring cake? I want to bring cake. And we can blow out candles. I'll put 50 candles on.
I'm not 50 yet. I'm 49. Crying out loud.
Win one for good luck.
I'm in my 50th year.
49 candles and one for good luck. One deep and delicious cake.
Okay, well, that's great. And that's not happening.
Oh my God, it's going to be so festive. She's not going to open the door.
That's not happening.
You're not going to open the door when
I'm
not.
So,
it's going to happen.
Okay.
Birthday festivities next week. Stay tuned.
No, we're not. Why are
you
lying?
Use Google Translate to find the lyrics for Happy Birthday in every language.
I know it in Spanish.
Yes, but apparently they do it differently depending on where. where you're from. Yes. I want all of it.
No. We're not doing that. So that's
wingdings. You can use wingdings. And
what the hell's a wingding?
The little characters. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up at this point.
Okay.
Emojis.
We're way off topic.
No, it's about celebrating stuff when you're feeling like
old.
Low.
49-ish.
You have to get through this.
50-ish.
And.
50-ish. No? 49-ish. Oh, it's my last year of my 40s.
That's right.
Okay.
It's time to be festive.
All right.
I'm bringing party hats.
Party of one.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, so this has been long and long-winded and way over time.
We have been talking about how to cope with feeling difficult feelings during important days. I think we stayed on topic.
And how difficult it is.
Right. Your look of frustration tells me that you don't think that we stayed on topic.
No, I think we did. I just don't want to keep talking about my birthday. The impending birthday. And I'm not afraid of getting older. I'm already old. I embrace my age. I don't care. It really doesn't bother me.
I believe you.
Okay.
Okay.
Good talk.
Anyways, see you next week. Bye.
Are you going to press finish?
How do I? It's so far. Okay, hold on. But then it's like a really big close-up.